Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're zeroing in on a pretty big shift happening in digital publishing.
That's right. Moving operations, content management, delivery, all that stuff to the cloud.
Exactly. We're going to explore why it's such a hot topic, what the, real implications are for anyone getting content out there.
Yeah. And for this deep dive, we've pulled together insights from, well, quite a range of sources. DigitalOcean, TechFunnel, State of Digital, AWS, Kitabu, Wordable, StoryChief, Mindfire Solutions.
So a good mix.
A pretty comprehensive look,
yeah.
At how this whole landscape is evolving.
Right. Our goal here is really to cut through the noise, pull out the key stuff, the opportunities, maybe the bumps in the road for you if you're in digital publishing and thinking about the cloud, or maybe you're already making that move.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just dive right in. The big question, why? What's actually fueling this big move to the cloud for publishers?
Well, the first thing is the numbers really tell a story. DigitalOcean points out that the cloud migration market, it's not just growing, it's like booming.
Booming. Yeah.
Huge growth expected over the next few years.
Yeah.
So this isn't some minor tweak. It's a really fundamental shift in how the industry works.
Right. It's potentially changing the whole game, the competitive landscape.
Exactly. How publishers operate, maybe even opening up new ways of doing things.
Okay, so let's unpack that a bit. This booming market. What are the kind of core drivers? Why are publishers actively looking at cloud solutions?
Well, a big one, DigitalOcean mentions this, is needing both agility and cost efficiency.
Right. The usual suspects for any business move, really.
Pretty much. Publishers, like everyone else, want to adapt faster, to market changes and keep a lid on expenses. But there's also a strong competitive side to it.
How so?
Well, to stay relevant, to reach audiences effectively, you really need to use modern tech. The cloud underpins a lot of that.
That makes sense. It's not just trimming the budget. It's about, staying in the race in this, super fast digital world.
Mm-hmm. And Mindfire Solutions adds that these cloud solutions can automate a lot of the routine stuff.
Which then leads to lower costs.
Right. Lower operational costs and maybe less need for a huge in-house tech team.
Okay. And what about actually getting the content to the readers?
Yeah. Crucial point. TechFunnel brings this up. The internet's just vast, right?
Yeah.
So delivering content efficiently is absolutely critical.
And that's where things like CDNs come in, content delivery networks.
Exactly. They're essential for making sure readers everywhere get a good, fast experience.
Mm.
And the cloud provides the foundation to actually implement those easily.
So the cloud isn't just like a big hard drive somewhere else. It's the engine for getting content out quickly, efficiently, wherever people are.
Precisely. And Mindfire Solutions and AWS also stress how the cloud lets publishers reach a global audience.
Oh, worldwide.
Yeah, and adapt to how reader preferences are always changing. It's not just more readers. It's being able to, say, tailor content for different regions, maybe try different pricing, understand behavior globally, things that were just way too expensive before.
Right, with the old way of doing things, the traditional servers and all that.
Yeah, the adaptability and scalability that the cloud offers. Traditional infrastructure just can't compete on that level. It's a really powerful tool for, reaching and engaging a diverse worldwide audience.
Okay, so the why seems pretty clear, compelling even. But like any big change, there have got to be challenges, right? What kind of hurdles do publishers hit when they decide to make this move?
Oh, absolutely. DigitalOcean actually lays out quite a few of these. One of the first big ones is infrastructure compatibility.
Meaning the old systems don't play nice with the new cloud stuff?
Pretty much. Legacy systems, custom apps publishers have relied on for years. They might just not integrate smoothly or at all.
Oof. That sounds like a major potential roadblock, not just a simple lift and shift.
No, exactly. DigitalOcean really emphasizes that one-size-fits-all approach just doesn't cut it. You've got to really assess your current setup, figure out the potential clashes, and then plan how to fix them.
Which might mean rebuilding things, re-engineering.
Yeah. Potentially significant work,
refactoring,
maybe even starting over with some applications.
And I guess that ties right into the whole cost optimization thing, which DigitalOcean also flags as complex. Cloud pricing isn't always straightforward, is it?
Not at all.
Yeah.
It can be really tricky to navigate. You've got charges for data moving around, different storage tiers, all sorts of service options. Hidden costs can pop up easily.
And you could end up spending more if you're not careful.
Definitely. If you allocate resources inefficiently, like getting way more server power than you need, costs can balloon.
Hmm.
You need the right tools, the right practices. Otherwise, managing cloud spend is, a real challenge.
So it's not automatically cheaper. You have to be smart about it.
You really do. Yeah. Then there's the huge area of data security and compliance. Another key one from DigitalOcean.
Can't mess that up. Yeah. Sensitive content, user data.
Exactly. Yeah. Moving that to the cloud demands really robust security, sticking to all the relevant regulations, GDPR, things like that. You have to properly vet your cloud provider's security policies.
Yeah, the nightmare scenario is a data breach. That's got to be top of mind for publishers.
It absolutely is. And as DigitalOcean notes, the cost of a breach, both financially and to your reputation, can be massive.
Okay. What else beyond security?
Well, the actual physical, virtual transition of the infrastructure.
Hmm.
That itself can be tough.
Whether you're moving from your own servers or even just switching cloud providers.
Right. Choosing the right cloud setup, the architecture, making sure it's scalable but also cost effective. That's crucial. It's like, you know, getting the foundations right for a building.
Makes sense. And what about the applications themselves?
Yeah, application compatibility. DigitalOcean talks about this too. If you've got these big old monolithic applications where everything's tangled together.
Like spaghetti code?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, those can really struggle in the cloud. Often you need to modernize them.
Yeah.
Maybe break them down into smaller independent bits. Microservices, that's the term often used. Decoupling things.
Right.
Containerization is another approach.
Okay, so technical work needed there too.
Often, yes. And then there's just the sheer task of moving the data. Data migration and integration. DigitalOcean points this out as a big hurdle.
Getting massive amounts of content from A to B without breaking anything.
Exactly. Ensuring data integrity, making sure it still works smoothly with any systems you keep on-premise. If you're running a hybrid setup, it's technically complex.
I can just imagine things going wrong there. Very stressful.
It can be. And don't forget network issues, connectivity bottlenecks. DigitalOcean brings this up too.
Like slow loading times.
Yeah, latency, bandwidth problems.
Yeah.
That directly hits the user experience, especially for anything interactive or real time.
So you need good performance.
Which loops back to CDNs, right?
Yeah.
TechFunnel and Mindfire mentioned those.
Precisely. Optimizing network performance, ensuring reliable connections, often using CDNs, is vital. Readers just expect stuff to load instantly now.
They really do.
Oh.
Okay, these are mostly technical challenges. Are there others?
Oh, yes. The human side. DigitalOcean emphasizes organizational change management.
People not liking the new way of doing things. Resistance to new processes, yeah. And needing new skills. Your team might need training to work effectively with cloud tech.
So it's about fostering a sort of cloud-first culture.
Exactly. Getting everyone on board, comfortable with new workflows. That's crucial, but sometimes gets overlooked.
Right. And related to that, I suppose, is governance.
Yes. Lack of effective cloud governance is another point from DigitalOcean. You need clear roles, responsibilities, approval processes, consistent policies for managing all these cloud resources.
Otherwise, it gets chaotic and risky.
It can, yeah.
Yeah.
You need those guardrails in place.
Okay. Anything else on the challenge list?
Just the ongoing need for good monitoring and incident management. DigitalOcean highlights this. The cloud is dynamic. Things change, so you need comprehensive monitoring.
Seeing what's happening in real time.
Right, and solid plans for if things go wrong. Incident response, disaster recovery. Business continuity, basically.
Yeah. Okay, wow. That is quite a list of potential hurdles. But clearly, people are making the move, so the advantages must outweigh these, right? What are the big benefits cloud publishing offers?
Absolutely, there are some really compelling upsides. Mindfire Solutions and Wordable cover several. First, big one, accessibility and collaboration.
Meaning you can work from anywhere.
Pretty much. Yeah. Access tools from anywhere with internet, makes remote work much easier, lets teams collaborate on content in real time. That's a huge advantage today.
Definitely. And scalability, cost efficiency, we touched on that.
Yeah, the ability to easily scale resources up or down as you need them, and that pay-as-you-go model, it can really cut down on big upfront costs. Mindfire and Wordable both mentioned this.
So you're not paying for servers sitting idle half the time.
Exactly. You pay for what you use.
Yeah.
Then there's security and backup Mindfire and Wordable again.
Wait, security was a challenge, wasn't it?
It is, in terms of getting it right during migration. But the benefit is that cloud providers invest enormous amounts in security, often more than individual publishers could afford.
Ah, okay. So you leverage their expertise and infrastructure.
Right. Things like advanced encryption, automatic backups. That can be a real step up in data protection. Gives you peace of mind.
That's valuable. What else?
Streamline processes. Mindfire Solutions talks about automating tasks in content creation, editing, design, distribution.
Freeing people up for more important work.
Exactly. Boosting overall efficiency.
Yeah.
And we mentioned improved content delivery already. CDNs making things faster globally. TechFunnel and Mindfire highlight that. Faster load times mean happier readers.
Crucial for engagement, yeah.
And flexibility in formats. Mindfire Solutions points out it's much easier in the cloud to convert content into, say, ebooks, audiobooks, accessible versions for people with disabilities.
Catering to more reader needs.
Right. Plus, enhancing personalization and user experience. Mindfire mentions using AI and machine learning in the cloud.
For things like recommending articles.
Exactly. Personalized content recommendations, better accessibility tools, mm-hmm. making the experience more tailored and engaging for each reader.
Delivering the right stuff to the right person. Makes sense.
Wordable also flags faster time to market. Cloud tools can help you create and publish content quicker.
So you can react to news or trends almost instantly.
Yeah, stay agile, stay relevant. And finally, Wordable notes the reduced dependence on internal IT.
Because the interfaces are easier to use.
Often, yeah.
Yeah.
More user-friendly interfaces mean non-technical folks can manage content effectively, which removes potential bottlenecks.
Okay, so the benefits really do seem to address a lot of the modern publisher's needs. Now, let's get into the specifics. What are the key tools and technologies actually making this happen?
Right. A really central idea here is the headless CMS, Data Digital, AWS, Wordable, all talk about this.
Headless, meaning?
It basically separates the head, the presentation layer, how content looks from the body, the back end, where content is created and stored.
Okay, so content management is separate from the website design or the app design.
Exactly. Content is managed centrally and then delivered via APIs to websites, apps, smart speakers, whatever channels you need.
That sounds incredibly flexible.
It really is. Stata Digital calls it future-proofing because you're not locked into one way of displaying things. AWS mentions specific cloud-based headless systems like ArcXP, Glide Publishing, Ring Publishing.
And other tools can plug into these.
Yeah. StoryChief integrates with platforms like that. And even good old WordPress can be set up to run headlessly, according to Stata Digital.
So it's like a central content hub feeding everything else. Allows your content team and your developers to work more independently.
Precisely. More flexibility for reaching your audience on different platforms now and in the future without having to rebuild all your content each time.
Got it. And we keep mentioning CDNs, content delivery networks.
Yep. TechFunnel and Mindfire stress how crucial these are. Networks of servers spread out geographically.
To speed things up.
Yeah. They cache content closer to the user, so data travels less distance. Faster loading, wider reach. TechFunnel also notes they can give you useful user analytics.
So faster content and data on how it's being used.
Definitely. Then Wordable mentions DXPs, digital experience platforms.
Okay, what are those?
They're kind of broader suites of tools. Integrated technologies designed to give a consistent, personalized experience across all the ways a customer might interact with you digitally. They often work with a headless CMS.
So managing the whole customer journey online.
Kind of, yeah. A more holistic view. And of course, Wordable also mentions just straightforward cloud-based CMS platforms.
So not necessarily headless.
Right. More traditional all-in-one systems for creating, editing, publishing, but just hosted in the cloud, mm-hmm. still offering cost benefits and accessibility.
Okay. So different flavors of cloud CMS.
Exactly. And one final tech point from Wordable. The API-first approach.
Building the system around APIs from the start.
Yeah. So it's designed to connect easily with other applications, which is essential for those omni-channel experiences, getting content everywhere smoothly, everything talking to everything else.
Okay, that's a lot of tech. For a publisher trying to choose,
yeah.
It must be pretty overwhelming. What should they be thinking about when picking platforms?
It can be, yeah. StoryChief actually gives a helpful breakdown, splitting things between platforms good for blogs versus ones for digital magazines.
Okay, let's hear some examples for blogs.
They list StoryChief itself, good for integration and collaboration, apparently. Adobe Experience Manager, strong on DAM, digital asset management.
Which is crucial for managing all the images and videos, right?
Absolutely. Then there's Webflow, which is very design-centric. Sitecore, known for personalization. WordPress, obviously huge, generally affordable. Ghost, with built-in SEO. And Folion, for interactive stuff.
Oh, okay. A real range there, different strengths. What about for digital magazines?
StoryChief mentions eMagazine as a full service. Vertical, more DIY, maybe better for smaller publishers. Issue has its own reader community. Decatalog, more enterprise, good for gating content. ReadyMag and Xero's both strong on design and interactivity. Magler, for interactive presentations.
He's coming.
Pulu and Flipsnack, mainly for turning PDFs into interactive flipbooks. UMag interactive features plus analytics. And Magloft for building mobile magazine apps.
Again, super diverse, different tools for different needs and budgets in the magazine space. So beyond the specific format, what are the big picture factors publishers need to weigh up?
Yeah, State of Digital and StoryChief offer some good pointers here. Editing capabilities are key. How easy is it actually to create content in the platform? Security non-negotiable, as we discussed. APIs. How well does it connect to your other tools?
Like your email system or analytics?
Exactly. Support from the provider. What happens when things go wrong? Cost, obviously, is always huge. Ease of use is vital for both your tech team and your non-technical content creators.
If the writers can't use it easily, it's not going to work.
Right. And finally, your specific needs. Do you need heavy-duty DAM? Super interactive features. Those unique requirements really shape the decision.
So it really boils down to knowing your own workflow, your team's skills, your budget, and your strategic goals inside out.
Pretty much. No single best platform, just the best fit for you.
Okay. Looking ahead then, crystal ball time. What's the future hold for cloud and publishing?
Mindfire Solutions has some interesting thoughts. They see continued advances in creation and collaboration tools, maybe more AI features helping out.
AI writing assistance? Is that what we're talking about? Helping writers or replacing them?
Huh. Probably more helping, I'd guess. Overcoming writer's block, refining drafts, that kind of thing. For now, anyway.
Okay, that sounds less scary. What else?
Enhanced digital asset management. Using AI and machine learning to organize and search massive media libraries better. Maybe even suggesting relevant images or videos automatically.
Making it easier to find and reuse all that content you've built up.
Exactly. And more data-driven publishing. Using advanced analytics for deeper audience insights, really fine-tuning your content strategy based on hard data.
Smarter decisions about what to publish and when.
Right. And finally, Mindfire predicts even more personalized reader experiences. Using all that data and ML to tailor content delivery really tightly to individual preferences.
So it sounds like the future is more efficient, more personalized, more data-informed.
Yeah.
All enabled by the cloud.
That seems to be the direction, yeah.
Now, just before we wrap up, DigitalOcean positions itself as a good choice, especially for SMBs, right? Small and medium businesses. What makes them stand out in such a crowded market?
Well, they really push their transparent, predictable pricing, which can be a relief compared to the sometimes really complex models of the giant providers.
Easier to budget for.
Yeah. They also highlight their customer service focus and community feel, which could be good for smaller teams maybe feeling a bit lost in the cloud complexity.
More hand-holding, perhaps.
Possibly. They offer specific MyJunction help, partner with experts. Seems like they aim to be a more approachable entry point, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed by the big players.
Okay, good to know there are options like that. Well, this has been a really thorough deep dive, hasn't it? Cloud migration for digital publishers. We've hit the why, the challenges, the benefits, the tech, how to choose, even the future.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground. And just to recap the key things for you listening, yes, there are real challenges. Infrastructure compatibility, cost complexity, security concerns, managing the change internally. That's not trivial.
But
the potential upsides are huge. Better accessibility, collaboration, scalability, cost efficiency, security improvements, smoother workflows, faster content delivery, and ultimately reaching your audience more effectively.
And the crucial thing as you think about this is planning. Careful planning, choosing the right tech for your needs, really understanding your own workflows and goals.
Absolutely. The move to the cloud offers massive potential for growth, for efficiency, for connecting with more people. But as we've said, it needs a thoughtful, strategic approach to really unlock those benefits.
Right. And on that note, here's something for you to chew on. As this digital world keeps changing so fast, how will your publishing strategy use the power and flexibility of the cloud, not just to keep up, but to actually innovate, to create genuinely new and engaging experiences for your readers? What completely new possibilities does this kind of flexibility open up for the content you create and how you connect with your audience?